It's the 2nd of June. It's the anniversary of the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II. She became queen following the death of her father, King George VI, in February 1952, but was officially crowned on this day in 1953.
And so, as her mother and her sister and the other members of the royal family watched her pass.
It was all Australian at the finals of the French Open on this day in 1962. Margaret Smith defeated Leslie Turner in the women's. In the men's, Rod Laver beat Roy Emerson on the way to his first Grand Slam. And important to note, Australians Emerson and Fraser also won the doubles.
Once again, the title had gone to Australia. Rod Laver was the king of the court.
Starting up the birthday list, special one for Stones drummer Charlie Watts. The founding member with Jagger and Richards turns 80. Jerry Mathers turns 73, the star of the classic 50s American sitcom Leave It to Beaver.
Theodore, but my friends call me Beaver.
Mickey Steele, guitarist, singer-songwriter with the Bangles, is 66.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Comedian Dana Carvey is also 66, best known for playing Garth in Wayne's World.
Did you ever find Bugs Bunny attractive when he'd put on a dress and play a girl bunny?
Former Spandau Ballet lead singer Tony Hadley celebrates his 61st.
I know this much is true.
Brilliant Aussie cricketers, the War Twins, are 56. Stephen Mark Waugh, the most successful brothers ever in Test cricket.
He's 50 as well, so the brothers Waugh turning it on here for the Australians.
Comedian and 2019 Gold Logie winner Tom Gleeson turns 47.
One each for the ABC, baby, yeah!
It's a day for the comedians. Undo is 44.
Because I drive a Datsun 180B. I bought for $30.
And another cricket great, former Test captain Steve Smith, turns 32.
Brings up the 100. Goes to the Australian skipper, Steve Smith.
Finally, it was on this day in 1990 that English actor Sir Rex Harrison died aged 82. Best known for the movies Cleopatra, My Fair Lady, and, of course, Dr. Dolittle.
If I consulted with quadrupeds, think what fun we'd have.
Remembering Sir Rex Harrison on June 2nd.